Today, lawyers for Mahipono will make their case before the State Water Commission to take over a permit originally filed in 2009 by the former Hawaiian Commercial and Sugar Company. HCNS initially sought to divert more than 30 million gallons of water per day from Maui streams. That's enough water to fill 45 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Mahipono officials just planted its first 40 acres of potatoes last week in central Maui. It plans to cultivate diversified crops on a total of 41,000 acres there. Company officials declined comment for this story, but according to the Maui News, officials say they'll need as much as 3.2 million gallons of water per day for their first crop. They haven't disclosed how much water they'll need for their entire agricultural operation. The timing of Mahipono's request worries Waikapu taro farmer Hokuau Pellegrino. He's one of more than 50 applicants who have filed permits for water flowing into Wailuku District. That includes Waiehu, Waihe'e, Waikapu, and Wailuku streams. Pellegrino and others already made their case for water use in a lengthy contested case hearing that is nearing completion.
We do not want them to reopen up this case after all these years. I'm not going to let this new company come in and all of a sudden be like, oh, we want to reopen the case for a few months and bring new evidence and all this stuff. No way. When this case is resolved, if you want to apply for a water use permit after, sure. But, you know, you're going to be at the back of the bus.
Pellegrino says Mahipono's request could not only delay water for his two-acre taro patch, but could jeopardize requests by other smaller users. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.